Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Thursday, December 5th, Brokenness to Redemption by Sterling Shanks. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 19. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. As I reflect on my family being formed through adoption, I'm often reminded of the brokenness that exists in our world. Each adoption story shows love overcoming adversity, yet it often comes with a backdrop of pain, loss, separation, and longing. In the heart of Christmas, we are reminded that amidst this brokenness, there is a profound gift, the gift of redemption through Christ, who adopts us into his family. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, Paul articulates this truth. That is, in Christ God, who was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. This verse shows the essence of God's redemptive plan, a plan initiated by God himself to remedy the consequences of sin. Sin is a reality we all face. It distorts relationships, causes barriers, and leads to feelings of isolation and despair. Just as the journey of adoption often reveals the heart-wrenching stories of abandonment and broken homes, our own lives reflect the impact of sin. It is easy to overlook the ways in which sin creeps into our thoughts and actions through bitterness, pride, and disconnection from God and each other. This brokenness can feel overwhelming, especially during a season like Christmas. Yet we must confront the truth. The consequences of sin affect us deeply. They rob us of peace, joy, and the ability to fully experience the love God desires for us. In our brokenness, we often find ourselves yearning for something more, a longing for connection, acceptance, and healing. Christmas is a beautiful reminder that God made a plan to address the consequences of our sin. Jesus, born in a humble manger, signifies hope and redemption. This child, so precious and innocent, was destined to be our Savior. He would grow to bear the weight of our sins on the cross, reconciling us to God and offering us a path to restoration. The beauty of this season is not just in the decorations or personal traditions, but in the profound truth that God loves us so deeply that he sent his Son to bridge the gap created by our sin. Jesus' birth was the first step in a journey that would lead him to the cross, a journey motivated by love and grace. In our family, the act of adoption signified a new beginning. In the same way, through Christ's redemptive work, we are offered a new identity as children of God. Our past mistakes and failures do not define us. Instead, we are invited into a relationship marked by grace, love, and acceptance. As we celebrate Christmas, we are called to reflect on the significance of this gift. The message of reconciliation that Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians 5:19 is not just for us. It is a message we are entrusted to share with others. Just as God took the initiative to reach out to us, we too are called to reach out to those around us, offering hope and love. This season, consider how you might embody the gift of redemption in your interactions with family and friends. Are there relationships in your life that need healing? Is there someone who feels lost or broken that you can extend grace to? Think of steps you can take to reach out and share the love and grace you have received through Christ. As we gather with friends and family this season, let us remember the true meaning of Christmas. The Savior who came to redeem us from our sins, offering us the gift of belonging and the chance to start anew.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God with Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.